You're listening to a podcast from 702.
To London now we go for the Worldview, and good morning as always, Adam. I mean, this issue, immigration issues, new twists between Germany, Hungary and America.
Yeah, three big things going on all in the world of immigration. Morning, Wangani. And we know that overnight Donald Trump bowed to public pressure. Did he notice world criticism? I wonder. Anyway, he has signed an executive order which will stop the segregation of immigrants, particularly trying to cross from Mexico into the United States. It's a small thing, but it feels like an important thing. Angela Merkel under pressure. Her coalition government really could crack because of this, and she's called for a forum on the issue of immigration. Her own interior minister is essentially saying, please close Germany's borders. And Angela Merkel has had a policy before of open borders. And then in Hungary, the parliament there has passed new legislation, not just about stopping illegal immigrants, but about criminalizing anyone who helps illegal immigrants or asylum seekers. Since when were asylum seekers persona non grata? But it means that lawyers, activists, human rights campaigners and so forth could face jail if they help people get into Hungary. They say immigration is a threat to national security. It's such a big issue in all our countries, but I don't know if anyone's quite getting it right yet.
And of course, a spy agency chief says that EU integration can in fact help foil terrorism.
Yes, unlike with immigration, where everyone seems to be pulling down the shutters, I suppose the point with combating terrorism is that you need those links. You need to share intelligence and so forth. And indeed, the head of one of Britain's intelligence agencies, GCHQ, the Spy Listening Centre, as they sometimes call it, he has said that British agents have helped stop terrorist attacks in four European countries, foiling a number of terrorist attacks together with joint intelligence. Jeremy Fleming says it's an example of how important security links are, both pre- and post-Brexit. So he's making his point. Again, you kind of wonder, are they listening in Westminster, Brussels, Paris, Berlin?
And of course, Adam, well, this is going to be an interesting one, not quite bubbling, a carbon crisis. There's no more, there's not much fizz popping all over Europe.
No, we have a continent-wide shortage of fizz, pep and sparkle. In other words, a shortage of carbon dioxide. I have to say, I had no idea how they produce carbon dioxide, but obviously they do it on purpose. It's a byproduct of the production of ammonia, and then you obviously put the ammonia in one direction towards bleach and other products, and the carbon dioxide ends up in our fizzy drinks. Already, it's just a supply and demand thing, and the fact that some plants have closed. But drinks companies like Pepsi, Britvic, and Heineken in Europe are already affected and have problems with supplies. CO2 supplies being hit in particular also for the packing of fresh meat and the slaughter of pigs and poultry. Again, those things need CO2. But worst of all, Bongani, when England lift the World Cup in 3 weeks' time, I may not have the bubbles to celebrate. Imagine that.
Oh, very ambitious Adam Gilchrist there on the line from the UK. Now, every day on the Emirates Worldview, we ask you to send us a question on any world topic you want to know more about. Today's question comes from Nom Salaga, who tweeted, who decided on individuals to be awarded honorary doctorates and why? Hashtag Emirates Worldview. To get to the answer, we spoke to Professor Owen Dean. Professor Owen Dean, the Emeritus Professor of Intellectual Property Law at Stellenbosch University.
Universities from time to time award honorary doctorates. It's usually done when the university feels they want to honor somebody for doing something of great significance or because they perform a very important role. And if the university contemplates doing something like that, the decision is normally taken at a very high level. It may vary from university to university, but it is a very serious decision and it is considered to be a very prestigious award. And so consequently, it's not a decision taken very lightly. But the criterion which is used is whether or not an individual has performed a particularly important public function or has done something really worthy of recognition. And so that is the function of the honorary doctorate. It's kind of like almost like a medal in a sense that is granted to somebody for very good conduct.
Imagine Dr. Aki Anastasio. Ooh. Congratulations to Nomsa for having your Emirates Worldview question answered. You've won 1,000 rand courtesy of Emirates. Fly Emirates first class and business class to experience a new level of comfort.
If you have a question on an interesting topic for Emirates Worldview, send us a WhatsApp voice note on 072-702-1702 or hashtag Emirates Worldview on Twitter. There's more Emirates Worldview on 702.co.za.
Jeffrey, how was your business trip?
Very successful, thank you. Funnily enough, I actually made more business contacts while visiting my favorite bar.
A bar?
Yes, very upmarket, full of high flyers, serves an excellent choice of wines and cocktails.
Sounds incredible. Where is it?
Hard to say, really. During this last visit, the entrance was in Dubai and the exit was in Johannesburg.
Fly Emirates first or business class and experience our onboard lounge. This isn't just flying. This is the Emirates A380.